Morning Watch, a timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery, week 2. Seeing a vision of the throne of God, the spiritual scene behind the world situation, and Christ as the center of God's administration. Wednesday related verses. Daniel chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. I lifted up my eyes and I looked, and there was a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and his feet like the gleam of polished bronze, and the sound of his words like the sound of a multitude. Colossians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. And he is before all things, and all things cohere in him. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. But of the Son, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment reaching to the feet, and girded about at the breasts with a golden girdle. And his head and hair were as white wool as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet were like shining bronze, as having been fired in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth proceeded a sharp two-edged sword, and his face shone as the sun shines in its power. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not fear, I am the first and the last. Suggested reading. Daniel chapter 10, verse 2 through chapter 11, verse 1 shows us the scene in the universe, the spiritual world behind the physical. Daniel, a man on the earth, set his heart to understand the future, the destiny of Israel. This he did for 21 days. After those 21 days, Daniel saw a particular vision in chapter 10, verses 4 through 9. The excellent Christ, the centrality and universality of God's move on the earth, appeared to Daniel for his appreciation, consolation, encouragement, expectation, and stabilization. Before showing Daniel the great distress, God revealed to him the excellent man described in these verses. Daniel may not have known that this man was the Messiah, but I believe that Daniel understood that this one was the Lord as man. That man was not only Jehovah, but Jehovah becoming a man. In our eyes, the incarnation took place at a definite point in time, whereas in God's view, there is only the fact but no time element. In the universe, there is the fact that the triune God became a man. This is revealed in Matthew and Luke. But in Genesis chapter 18, when three persons came to Abraham, there was one among the three who was Jesus. He came as a man to visit Abraham. In Daniel chapter 10, this man appeared to Daniel. When he appeared as a man to Abraham, He was an ordinary man with no particular characteristics. However, he appeared to Daniel with many wonderful characteristics. First, the excellent Christ appeared in his priesthood for taking care of his chosen people. His priesthood is signified by the linen robe. He appeared to Daniel not wearing armor for fighting, but dressed in a linen robe, the Old Testament priestly garment. In typology, linen signifies humanity. The fact that Christ is clothed in linen signifies that his humanity is his priestly robe. At the time of Daniel chapter 10, Christ himself, God's centrality and universality, was a priest taking care of the children of Israel in captivity. He is a priest in his humanity, taking care of God's captive people. Second, Christ appeared to Daniel in his kingship, signified by the golden girdle, for ruling over all the peoples. Verse 5b says that his loins were girded with the fine gold of Uphaz. A girdle is for strengthening. Christ's kingship is signified not by linen, but by gold. His priesthood is human, whereas his kingship is divine. Christ also appeared in his gleam, in his work and moves, tested by people and testing people. His gleam in his work and moves is signified by his arms and his feet being like the gleam of polished bronze. In typology, bronze signifies God's judgment, which makes people bright. God's judgment is a kind of trial. Christ was judged, tried by God, and God's trial and judgment made him bright like polished bronze. Such a Christ is the one who has been tested by others and who also tests others. Finally, Christ appeared to Daniel in his strong speaking for judging people. His strong speaking is signified by the sound of his words being like the sound of a multitude. The Christ whom Daniel saw was such a one. He is precious, valuable, complete, and perfect. As a man, he is the very centrality and universality of God's move to carry out his economy. He is so precious, bright, shining, enlightening, and testing. As the priest, he is taking care of us, and as the king, he is ruling over us. How wonderful he is!